Road Day we've been waiting for. Apparently, when the Rebbeim, DRS, were having a meeting during the break, during the second half of the year, 8th Parak, where should you start from? Which Mishnah? So Rabbi Friedman has suggested maybe start from the Mishnah of Road Day from Ayin Gimel we're about to do. And once you understand Road Day, then you could analyze and appreciate Bab Machtes. That's how he suggested. I was going back and forth whether I should take his advice. In the end, I decided not to take his advice, just because I wanted a little continuity. But now we're finally at Rodef, so we've been talking about Rodef and mentioning it. Now we'll finally get to analyze Rodef. So this sugya is what Rosenzweig would love very much, this type of sugya, because the Chakir itself, the issues, the conceptual points, come from the Gemara itself and the sources. He loves when the sources dictate how to define the sugya at hand. So the mission begins on Ein Gimel Alf, Ve'elu Hein Shematzilin Olsom B'Nafshin. The following are the list of things that person could save with the nefesh. And the Mishnah is very unclear who it's referring to. And the Mishnah says, HaRodef Acher Chaveir LaHargo. Someone's chasing after a different person to kill him. V'Acher Zachar, V'Acher Namarasa, or after a man, another man, for Mishkav Zachar, or after Namarasa, for Arayos. All those cases, one could save the Nirdaf and kill the Rodef. Avah HaRodef Acher Behema, someone chasing after Behema for Arayos, HaMachalas HaShabbos, those are various ones not allowed to kill the Rodef. So the question is, who are you saving here? Pashtus is, you're saving the Nirdaf. So the Gemara says, what's the source? Tana Rabbanim, Minayin L'Rodef Acher Chaver L'Hargo Shenitin L'Hatzilo B'Nafsho. How do I know if someone's chasing a Nirdaf to kill him, you're allowed to kill the Rodef? You can't stand and watch your friend's blood being spilled. That's the source. So Meir made a great point yesterday in Shir, that what else is the pasuk used for? This is also the source, as we'll see in a moment, the source of Bikuach Nefesh. So the Gemara, what's the Gemara telling us using this as the Makor? What's the nature, what's the reason behind Rodef? Bikuach Nefesh. Right, the pasuk uses lo samar adam reacha. That's the source of Rodef. Lechor, the reason why you're allowed to kill the Rodef is for pikuach nefesh of the nirdaf. That's what the Gemara seems to be assuming using this raya. Then the Gemara says, no, this pasuk is used for something else. V'ha lehachi hudasa. It's used for the Rodef. Haimi bari le lechadatanya. It's needed for the following brisa. Minayin leroes chaver shubutove abinar. Someone's drowning. Ochai garaso, or he's being attacked by an animal. Olistin bonalov, or people are trying to kill him. Shuchayv latzil, that you have to save this person. Pikuach nefesh. Tamulomar lo tamor adam riacha. You can't stand watching your friend's blood being spilled. This is the source of pikuach nefesh. So the havamim of the Gemara was that Rodef is no different. Rodef is also pikuach nefesh. And the Gemara rejects it. No, that can't be the source. So the Gemara is about to say, bring other rayas, other sources. Is it going to still maintain that same idea? It's about pikuach nefesh? Or it's going to shift gears? It's going to change perspectives. So the Gemara says, Ein achanami, you're right. The pasuk lo samar adam riacha is used for pikuach nefesh. Ela nitein la tzilu b'nafsho minolam. How do I know I could kill a Rodef though? Our case. So the Gemara says, Asi b'kal v'chomer. Halunar kal v'chomer. Minah marasa. Ma nah marasa shelo ba'ala l'fogmo. That the person's only coming to be pogame her. Amra Torah nitein la tzilu b'nafsho. You could save her with his nefesh by killing his nefesh of the Rodef. B'nafsho, Rodef Acher Chaver LaHargo, someone's chasing someone to kill him, which is a greater pagam, of course. Halachas V'kama Kama, one's allowed to kill him. So what's this Kal V'chomer? What is Kal V'chomer telling us about the nature of the killing of the Rodef? So Tosfos tells us here. Tosfos has the following question. Tap Tosfos, Ma Nara Marasa Shlo Babachula. He says, V'im Tomar, Hahu Pagam Chomer Mirotzeach. The pagam of what kind of kal v'chomer is this? Tosfos asks. The pagam when it comes to a namarasa is greater than that of the pagam of rotzeach. You're right, rotzeach dies and namarasa is still alive, but the pagam is still greater for the namarasa. How do I know? Tosfos says, shezeb skila v'zeb sayef. Which is a greater onesh? Skila. So namarasa gets skila, rotzeach gets sayef. Must be that a namarasa is a greater pagam than rotzeach. So it can't be good kal v'chomer. Then he says, no, la pirche, that's not a good question. It's still a good kal v'chomer. Why? The Hacha here in the Gemara lo kapid akra aisura ela pagima. The pasuk is not concerned with the iser; it's concerned with the pagima. So, just first before transporting it to the Gemara, the answer of the Tosfos is that the onshim don't go based on pagam; it goes based on isurim. Okay. So, the reason why Na'am Rasa has a skila, a greater punishment, because the Isser of Na'am Rasa is a greater Isser. And the Isser of Teach is a less Isser, so that is a less punishment. But the Kal V'Chomer in the Gemara is based on how great the Pagam is. And Pagam has nothing to do with the Onesh. Yisurim and Onshim are connected. Pagam and Onshim are not connected. The Havmina was Pagam and Onshim are parallel to each other. That was the Havmina, Kamashpala. No. The Isser and Onshim are connected. The Pagam is a separate point. And our Gemara concerns itself with Pagam. Forget Isser, forget Onshim, put that aside. The focus is Pagam. Now, that's Peshat and Tosfos. So bring back to the Gemara, how does Tosfos understand the Kal V'Chomer? What does it tell us about why you could kill the Rodef? Pagam, it's about still the Nirduf. The focus is still the Nirduf. We're protecting the Nirduf. Somewhat in the camp of Pikuach Nefesh. Nothing to do with what the Rodef did wrong. But exactly. So initially, the Gemara brought the source of Losamor Adam Riacha. It's about Pikuach Nefesh of the Nirduf. Here, too, the Gemara with the Kal V'Chomer, according to Tosfos, it's still about the Nirduf, preventing the Pagam in the Nirduf.
But is the Havamina talking
about the Onesh? So that's the Havamina. Well, right.
If you're saying that Maskana and Tosfos are talking about Pikuach Nefesh, is the Havamina talking about Onesh?
Well, Tosfos' Havamina and Kamashma within Tosfos is really our Gemara. Okay. He has his own question and answer for Tosfos. But the Maskana for Tosfos, his understanding of this stage of the Gemara, it's all about the Pagam and the Nirduf. Yeah?
So, but I don't really understand the new Kal V'Chomer. So the new Kal V'Chomer would really be just like by Na'am Rasa, where there's a Pagam there, so you could be Nitin Latzula Nafsha. So too, by Ritzeh, where there's
Great, he's going to kill the guy. It's a greater pagam. Ain pagam gadol mizeh. The guy's dead. The pagam.
Not a pagam. To kill. I mean, the guy getting killed does not suffer.
Well, you're looking at Tosfos. So the pagam doesn't have to be defined by embarrassment. The pagam for Na'am Rasa, part of that is being embarrassed, but the pagam for Rotzeach is being dead. Like a blemish or something negative, something stigma. Now, Rashi's defining that pagam could be different, in different contexts, could be done in different ways. Pagam could be embarrassment, pagam could be someone being hurt, it could be a mum. So when Rashi says Levaisha, he's referring to, particularly in the case of Na'am Rasa, the part of the pagam is being embarrassed. But it's a greater pagam being dead. But then you get into the question of, you know, embarrassing someone in public and killing. Right, okay. Then the Gemara asks the following question. After presenting this Kal V'Chomer, that if a Na'am Rasa, which is only a little Pagam, you could kill the Rodef, Kal V'Chomer Rotzeach, which is a greater Pagam, you could of course kill the Rodef, the Gemara then asks, V'chi Onshim Min Adin? What does Onshim Min Adin mean? Right. So that itself is an interesting discussion. It's a famous Marasha and Sanhedrin. The Rashi and Pesachim discuss what exactly is the basis of Chayin Onshim Min Adin. But what's the assumption of the Gemara? When it says, oh, you can't create a Kal V'Chomer, you can't apply an Onish from a lesser case to a greater case. Exactly. Up until now, we've been assuming Lo Samo Adam Recha, we've been assuming the Kal V'Chomer like Tosfos is about the Nirduf, whether it's Pikuach Nefesh or the Nirduf or Pagam in the Nirduf. Suddenly, the Gemara says, Ain Onshim Min Adin. This is an Onesh? It's about Pikuach Nefesh, it's about the Nirduf. So Aruch Lener picks up on this. So I don't understand this question here. This case of Rodef is not an Onesh. What's the Rai? He tells us why it's not an Onesh. Right. The Gemara on 9 Bezum Bez, which we saw yesterday, we'll have to go in more depth in the next couple of days. You're allowed to kill a Katan Rodef. If a katan is being rodef someone else to kill him, you could kill the katan. Is a katan bar onshin? Nope. so he doesn't understand pshat here. It's a kasha. But from the Gemara, you see the idea, how to explain, I'm not sure how to explain pshat in the Gemara right now, unless you say that the Gemara up until now was talking about an onesh. Okay? It's, well, you can't say it switched. Maybe initially, lo sadam adam reecha, that was about bikuach nefesh. When it brought the kavachomer, maybe it switched and said, no, now maybe it's really an onesh. And how do you get out of the question of the Erech Haner? I'll just tell you guys now, even though I wanted to wait for it, but I'll just say it now anyways. If you look at Rashi for a moment, and Ein Beis, I'm in Beis. Look at Rashi when he talks about Katan HaRodef. You see 1, 2, 3, 4 wide lines down? Katan HaRodef, it's Katan Achel HaHargo. One Katan's chasing another Katan to kill him. Okay. Nitin Lahatzil Benashi. You could save him. You could kill the Katan HaRodef. Kidi Alfin LaKaman. We learn later on. Rotseach Nitin Lahatzil Benashi. You'll have to kill the Rotseach. V'hai afagav the katan hu, v'la bar kibula hasrahu, even though he's a katan and he doesn't accept, he's not allowed, he's not able to accept hasra, l'gave v'rdifa dino kigadol. What's Rashi Mechadish? Without explaining what the svar behind it right now is, he has a din of a gadol. So, he's not being viewed as a katan in this circumstance. In these circumstances, he's being viewed as a gadol. And a gadol, of course, is a bar onshin. And we'll see from Rashi, his perspective of the sugya might be very much about onshin. So that's how you get out of the question. But from the Gemara itself, what we see, we're getting two different perspectives. Is it about the nirdaf and pikuach nefesh, or is it about the rodef and perhaps about onesh?
The Gemara switches from a kalachomer to a hekesh, right?
Okay.
So why can you see the kalachomer is about the onesh and
you could definitely take different perspectives. Do you have a reason why the kavachomer is more about the onesh and the hekesh?
I don't think there's
right.
more about it, but
right. So I'm saying we don't know. The kavachomer itself doesn't tell us whether it's an onesh or a pikuach nefesh. Right. Exactly. So in that stage, I think it's clear it's about an onesh. Arachan has a big kasha, but it's clear it's an onesh. But when the Gemara finally gives a third answer, then you. We're now left with two different approaches. You could take the pikuach nefesh approach, or you could take the onesh approach. And now that's up for grabs, and we'll see the Rishon. So let's just read the final.
Well, for the hekesh.
Yeah. For the hekesh.
Well, from the Gemara's question, it seems like it's a pikuach nefesh.
From the Gemara's question.
Then right after that, it gets a hekesh.
Well, but when it gets the hekesh, the question is. Hekesh, you don't ask questions v'chiyon shem nadin. That only applies to kal v'chomer. So you can't ask that anymore. So once it's a hekesh, so then it's an open question. Let's read the hekesh first, and then we'll raise the question. The Gemara says, you're right. It's a good kasha, ain't on shem nadin. So finally, the third and final answer, the bei rebbe tana hekeshahu. It's really a hekesh between rotzeach and na'ar marasa. With pasuk says, ki kasha yokum ish al rehehu v'rotzcho nefesh v'chima lamandu mirotzeach. What do you learn from Rotzach? There's a hekesh between a Rotzach and a Na'ar Marasa. Ma Na'ar Marasa nitin latzil b'nafsho. You could save her. Very important line. You could save her, the Na'ar Marasa, b'nafsho from the Rodef, the one chasing her. Af Rotzach nitin latzilo. You could save the Nirdaf b'nafsho. V'Na'ar Marasa gufa minol. How do you know the Na'ar Marasa itself? You could save her. You could kill the Rodef after the Na'ar Marasa. The Pasuk says she has no one saving her. But if someone was there to save her, any way possible you could save her. So we find the source for Na'ar Marasa ein moshiyalo, but if there was, you could save her, you could kill the Rodef, and we learn a hekesh to Rotzeach as well. You could kill the Rotzeach, the Rodef. So the Gemara itself, so it's open, we have a source, it's a hekesh. But it's an open question, what's the basis of the Rodef? That you could kill the Rodef. Is it because of Pikuach Nefesh, like the first source? Or is it like the second, the Kavachomer, which the Gemara seems to say it's about Onesh? That's an open question. Any rise from the Gemara that it might be one of these two directions? Yeah?
I just wanted to, before you had to discuss
Sure.
A second.
Sure.
So you're saying it's either Midin Pikuach Nefesh or Midin Onesh?
We have to, fine-tune them a little bit. Let's say a little simpler. Is it about the Rodef, something about the Rodef, or about Nirdaf?
Oh, fine. So
the Onesh won't work that well, but it tells us about the Havamina was about the Rodef. We'll see in a second. It might not be about Onesh. Maybe not. And Nirdaf also, it's not going to be about Pikuach Nefesh, because we saw the Reb Chaim yesterday. Remember the Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim raised the Shaila. Is the Rodef about a Nirdaf? It's definitely about the Nirdaf he proved. What was the raya? It's about the nirdaf, because yachal atzil me'echad mevarav. It's about an onesh. You should kill him right away. But if it's best to save him and spare his life, so it's about hatzalah, hatzalah sanirdaf. But then he raised, it's about hatzalah sanirdaf, is it pikuach nefesh? Or is it just a din b'fnei atzmo? That was the shaila. And he proved it can't be pikuach nefesh because the din of rodif applies to ben noach, and pikuach nefesh does not apply to ben noach.
Isn't that similar more to a case of behemoth?
A case of behemoth? What do you mean it's more close to...
There wasn't a case from yesterday that was similar to the case of behemoth?
Case of yesterday, he was talking about just Stam Rodef. He spoke about Rayos Oso. That was the other Raya he had. The fact that Pikuach Nefesh doesn't apply to people being over Rayos, so it must be that Rodef is a Din B'fnei Atzmo, the fact that we extend it even to Rayos. The case of Behemoth is a different trial. We don't apply Rodef to a Roveah Behemoth.
When it says Rodef
Achar Behemoth,
that means
Arayos? A Rodef Achar Behemoth to be Roveah in terms of Arayos on the Behemoth. We're going to discuss that, I think, this week. Or Lee was going away this week on a trip Wednesday, Thursday. So we're going to combine the shurim. I think we're going to spend a day or two on the which arayos are included in the rodef. We're going to discuss behema, mishkav zachar, and nida in regards to rodef and other areas of halacha. So what we have right now is three sources. We have a final source, a hekesh, and the question we have in mind, based on simply reading the Gemara, is it about the nirdaf, saving the nirdaf, or is it about something... in regards to the rodef. Exactly.
Okay.
You said saving. It might be about onesh. But rodef versus the nirdaf. That's how we're setting up right now. So if we look at the Rishon and we find a different approach. So let's look at Rashi first. Rashi in the Mishnah tells us ve'elu, the top line, ve'elu shematzilin osan min ha'avera. These are the ones we save from avera. Who are we saving here? The rodef. Saving the rodef from doing an avera. he's dying innocent as opposed to guilty.
But if he was guilty and then he was killed afterwards, wasn't him being killed horrible?
Yeah, no, that would be more of an onesh as opposed to a tzala min avera. It is. It wouldn't be atzala sa'avera, it would be kapara sa'avera.
So there's a difference between.
In the end of the day, he's wiped away with. There might be whatever kapara is needed in Gehenna. I don't know how these things work. Might be additional kapara. For this case, he wouldn't require any kapara. If possible, the onesh itself, the mis itself, the Gemara says, is a kapara. I don't know what happens after that, though. So this is to prevent from Navera. And Rashi says this once again, B'nafshan, in the Mishnah, Nitna leherag l'chol odom, kidei latzilon min ha'avera. You're allowed to kill any person is allowed to kill this rodef to prevent them from violating an avera. Okay, now Tos is a big kasha for Shitas Rashi. Anybody see Tos for us? The lower one on Dibur Maskel Hatzila B'nafsho? He goes back and forth also. Is it the rodef? Is it the nirdaf? So he writes, Mashmos halashon is shematzilin hanirdaf. Pashas is, you're saving the nirdaf, b'napshel sherodef, you could kill the rodef to spare the life and to save the nirdaf. That's the pashas. That's why the pasuk lo sa adam adam reacha was brought. About lo yutachin, doesn't really make sense. Lefarish ken, you can't really explain this way. B'rodef achar habehema, achyotziba, if someone's being rodef a behema, you're saving the behema? Yeah, a behemoth gets killed. If someone's rovea behemoth, has a ras with a behemoth, the behemoth gets killed. The behemoth does not get killed because the behemoth did anything wrong. Behemoths don't have das. You're not saving them from anything. So therefore, Tosus concludes, Lefikach nir lefarish, jimat silen es ha'adam min ha'avera b'nafshel shel atzmo. You kill the guy, you save the guy himself. The guy is the rodef. You save the rodef from an avera with his own nefesh. You kill him. To prevent him from doing an avera, just like Rashi, right, Jake? No?
I think we should keep going, Rashi. I think we should keep going with those. I don't think the next point is necessarily so separated from the first half of Tosfos.
But then on this line of Tosfos, after Tosfos says that Rashi is being, like Rashi, that you kill the rodef to save him from doing an avera, about Kasha? Here's a Kasha. Minar Marasa. What's the kasha from Nair Marasa? The Gemara says, "Tekamar shenitein latzila b'nafsho." You save the Nair Marasa by killing the rodef. Who's the nirdaf and who's the rodef in the case of the namarasa? What's the namarasa? Is she a rodef or is she a nirdaf?
Nirdaf.
So up until this point, Tosfos is saying it's all about saving the rodef. And then he says, but the Gemara says, la tzila, to save the nirdaf. He leaves off the kasher. So I thought, again, it's not the biggest deal. I thought Pshat and Tosfos that he really thinks it's about the rodef, he has a tzarachim. Jake, I'm assuming, thinks he wasn't sure. He goes back and forth. In fact, he leaves the kasher, so maybe he goes back to the initial understanding of being din in the rodef. The nirdaf.
I think if you keep reading in that Tosos about what do you do with, I guess, with the two cases, that you can really understand that you know, it could really be about the near though.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Could be. We're not going to read the rest of Tosos, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah. So either way, the Kasha for Shitas Rashi, at least, that Tosos raises, if it's all about saving the Rodi from doing an Aver, why does the Gemara say La Tzila, that you're saving the Nirdaf? You should be saving the Rodi. It should say La Tzilo, to save the Rodi after the Namarasa. Everyone with me on that question? How that?
Is that why he gave La Tzilo, right? To save.
Yeah. So that's probably going on the earlier part of the Gemara. Say on the Rotzeach. Rotzeach niten La Tzilo b'nafsho. But the Lashon in regards to Namarasa, it's La Tzilo. Sound like you're saving the nirdaf. And he thinks it's about the rodef. That's the kasha, yes. So we have a few ways to get out of this. One is the Adarma. Anybody see the Adarma? See what he says? No one? Someone was asking about where the Adarma was. Jeremy, you were asking me about it, weren't you? I didn't have a chance to see it. Anybody see the Adarma? It's a very subtle point.
I think he just says that it's...
I even gave you a hint, yeah.
I thought he just like is locked out the... He just holds by nirdaf because that's the nisach across the board.
He changes the. He has a different girsa. He says it says lat silo, I think, doesn't he?
I thought he was saying that it was the nirdaf because of that nisach of lat silo.
See. So this is the girsa he has. Listen carefully. Ma na raham rasa nitain latsila. Oh, he has that nosach. Okay, I see that. I thought he had a different nosach here. I guess not. Did someone have a different nosach?
On Rashi and Tosos.
Oh, I thought he had a different girsa. I guess I misread it. Okay, so I apologize. I guess you could have said latsilo. He points out you can't say that, I guess, because every Gemara, everything in all the yourselves has La Tzila. So I apologize. Okay, so scratch that.
Wait, he holds, no, but I'm saying therefore he holds me the Nirdaf then.
No, we're just trying to figure out for Rashi, how's Rashi going to get out of this kasha?
Okay, fine.
That's yeah.
Later on in the first Tosos,
yeah.
You see, if he quotes Rashi, later on Rashi, that says that that Pagam is... that we only that the focus of Pagam only applies to Anara Murasa, but not to anything else.
Okay.
So that wouldn't explain it.
Shame the two dinim. When it comes to Namarasa, it's about the Nirdaf.
Yeah.
When it comes to Rotsach, it might be about the Rodef. Yeah.
Mishnah groups the three together. Yeah.
Okay, that could be fine. The din of rodef applies to all them. The Mishnahs don't necessarily group things by, you know, conceptual distinctions. But maybe that could be one shot for Rashi. That there's a difference. One case we're saving the rodef. In certain cases we save the nirdaf. It's not across the board. Even though the Mishnah lumps them together, there might be distinctions. Still, you can always rate, how does Hekesh teach us a final halacha? Does it also teach us the nature of the halacha? Not necessarily. Maybe yes, maybe not. But I don't know if that's necessarily a... rejection for this pshat. Okay, that could work very nicely. Very good, Mayor. Another pshat is found in the Merami Sada. Jake, you said you saw the Merami Sada? The Netziv, what he writes this for this question? He says as follows. You want to say it, or?
No.
Okay. So he says there is a difference, kind of like what Mayor is saying, but in a different way. There's a difference between a Namarasa and a Rotzeach. We focus on the Namarasa, we focus on the Nirdaf, and for the Rotzeach, we focus on the Rodef. Why? Because comes the namarasa, we only kill the rodef after the namarasa if namarasa doesn't complain. If he doesn't scream out. If the namarasa says it's okay, don't kill him, then we listen to the namarasa. So it depends on her to a certain extent. So that's why the focus is lahatsila on the near duff. But when it comes to Rotzach, even if the Nirtzach wants to be killed, we still kill the Rotzach. And it's completely dependent on the actions of the Rotzach and the Rodef. And that's why the emphasis is on the Rodef, right, to the Nitziv. That's how he gets out of the question. So also somewhat Tudinim, about not so much one's about saving the Rodef, one saving the Nirdaf, but in terms of we follow the Halacha Rodef, one's dependent on the Rodef's actions, one's dependent on the Nirdaf's actions. But they might both be about saving the Rodef. But the Namrasa doesn't care, so then we allow the Rodef to go through and violate the Avera. That's a little strange. Why would you do that? So I think it might be a better answer. I pointed you guys to look at the Aswin Deraisa. You said you didn't know what I was talking about in there. It's Aswin Deraisa and Klal Yud Gimel. It's a very famous piece here. Now, the piece itself isn't directly connected. I'll go through the piece with you. But I think you could pull something away, which is really my focus. We've shown him, but this is a nice piece to look at anyway. So Klal Yud Gimel, Yosef Engel writes, he entitles it, Misha Onus Milakayim Mitzvah Aseh. Someone who is onus and he can't be Milakayim Mitzvah Aseh. Is he Pater completely? Or he's Chayiv, he's just not able to go through with the Chiv. The Chiv still exists, he just, his hands are tied. Or no, Onus Rachman Apache tells me, he's completely Pater. That's the question you raise. So one half community, he says, is that Taz and the Drisha talk about a case of someone who's onus and cannot daven. Does he have the right to do tashlumim for the davening? Normally, if you have a chiv and you missed the chiv, you made a mistake, so you could do tashlumim for that tefillah you missed. But what if you were onus and you couldn't daven? Do you have the right to do tashlumim or not? So it depends how you understand onus in regards to mitzvah saseh. If it's really a chiv, you just weren't able to, so then yes, you have to make up that chiv when you have the next opportunity. But if it's a complete p'tur, he writes, then no, there's no reason at all to make it up. It didn't even exist. It wasn't even on the radar. You were completely potter from doing this mitzvah saseh. So it's interesting, Chilak here goes to Puravu in regards to a chatzi, Yevde chatzi ben Chorin, and he wants to be mechalik, it might depend on bein adam l'chaver, bein adam l'makom. So when it comes to Bein Adam L'Makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if you have your hands tied, you can't do something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be Mevater himself, and you don't have to do the mitzvah. You're completely potter from doing a mitzvah zaseh if you're onus. When it comes to Bein Adam L'Chavero though, so although I couldn't pay back the money, I was onus, the guy still wants his money. Although I couldn't build a fence on top of my roof, people still need to be protected. So when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chavero, and there's a certain to'elis for other people, so although I was onus, I couldn't do it. I'm still chayiv to do that mitzvah. So he's mechalik. When it comes to bein adam l'mako, there's complete p'tur when you're onus. Bein adam l'chavero is not p'tur at all. There's still a chayiv. That's a chilek he makes. So he says that, and to apply to a Tosfos, Tosfos says a chatzi eved, chatzi ben charon, someone who's half eved, half ben charon, and he can't marry a woman who's ben charon or bas charon because he's partially eved, and he can't marry a shifcha because he's partially free. So the Gemara, Beis Shammai says, we pass on the Beis Shammai, that you're basically agrees to Beis Shammai, that we force the master to free him entirely. Now he's free, he can be Mekai in the mitzvah of Peruvu. But the Gemara doesn't, the Mishnah doesn't use the Pasuk Peruvu. There are two Pesukim for Peruvu. It's Peruvu, and the Shevet Yitzra, that we are created to populate the world. So he says as follows, Peruvu is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom, a Kadosh Baruch Hu command us to have children. There's a second mitzvah, Bein Adam L'Chavero, to populate the world. So, when it comes to Peruvu, and the Eved, Chatzi, Eved Chatzim Ben Chorin, can't marry anybody, he's an onus. He's an onus. So he's pater from any mitzvah, Bein Adam L'Makom. He's pater from Peruvu. But there's another mitzvah of populating the world, that's Bein Adam L'Chavero, because there's a to'elis for the world. So he's chayiv in that mitzvah. So midin pasuk of populating the world, there's a chiv. Even though you're onus and you're half Eved, half Ben Chorin, there's a chiyuv for the master to free the Eved. And now allowed to marry a Bas Chorin and have children. That's the Chiddush he writes. What do I want from this? So the same shaila is raised when it comes to onus rachman apatre, when it comes to an avera, which is the pasuk is talking about our case of namarasa, when she's being raped. It's the los essay, navera. So when we say the woman is pater, pasuk says explicitly she does not have any chait, she's pater. Does that mean she's pater from a punishment? And she's even pater from averas? Or she's just pater from a punishment, but she's chayv in avera. There is an avera that took place there. But she's just pater from onshin. Is the patur in the onshin alone, or the patur even in the maisa? It wasn't even a maisa. That's how they say it. There's a rash in ksubis and ran brown in the darm. So again, is the patur when it comes to lav, is it the patur in the onesh, but there's still a maisa avera? Or it's even a patur in the maisa avera, not even a maisa avera?
What's the nafkamina?
So first, if there's an avera, so she might need kapara. Even though we can't implement an onesh, maybe the shemai, maybe there's a kapara needed. But if you look in our Gemara, that might be machlokas Rashi and Tosis. What do I mean? Look what Rashi writes. Rashi, ma nara marasa nitin latzila. You with me in that Rashi? What does it mean? Just like you could save the na marasa latzila, you would think latzila to save her from being raped, from this experience, from the busha, from the pagam. Rashi writes, latzila min ha'avera. Avera, she's owner, she's being raped. Is it not avera there? Elamai, I think pshat, that no, there is a certain level of avera that takes part. Even for someone to rape, as hard as it for us to understand that, there's an avera. Onish rachman apatre. That's only regards to the onish, but not to the avera. Tosos comes along and says, I don't understand. Tosos says the whole case of Rodef is to save the Rodef. How do you explain pshat and latzila? There's no avera for her. You're not saving her from an avera. Because he thinks onus rachman apache means there's no avera, there's no maisa avera at all. Rashi, it works well for Rashi. No, there's an avera. No onish, but there's an avera. So I guess we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll, yeah.
So from the first Rashi, the mention of Elu Shematzil and also, so it then says min havera, that's talking about all these people who are getting
the exactly, great point. For Rashi, it's not only the rodef we're saying from, it's anybody who's violating averas, whether it's the rodef or the nirduf. Normally, when it's a case of rotzeach, there's only one avarian, the rotzeach, not the nirzach. When it comes to namarasa, so then even the namarasa, according to Rashi, is over the avera. It's about saving people from averas. So tomorrow, after that, just reading through the Gemaras and Rashi, tomorrow we'll organize all the different shittos. We'll go through.
I don't think you could say that.